my heart. Love is here to stay. Feel so right, my head is light, my car seems to glide like a melody that takes me for a ride. The rhythm swings, my spirit sings, my heart soars high above. Somehow I know this moment is about love. Bossa Nova song about your smile, about your laugh and all the above, about a dream come true, about love. Bossa Nova summer cruise, Bossa Nova groove. Riding the streets in my open car, on this feeling that drives and thrills my heart for love and bossa nova in the air. Just a music setting for this love affair. Love and this bossa nova mood play the rhythm of my heart, play tune. You are the melody, the sun, the stars and moon.
It's indeed Bossa Nova Day at WRTI 90.1. My name is J. Michael Harrison, and we are coming to you live from the Performance Studio at WRTI 90.1 with a Facebook Live session. And on a day when it's a little chilly in Philadelphia, it's wonderful to have some Brazilian sounds to warm things up in the form of Minas, the husband and wife Brazilian duo that make wonderful music. And we're so fortunate to have you guys here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no, it's truly a pleasure. And, you know, that tune that we heard, you know, I think it kind of exemplifies where you guys have been for such a long time, Bossa Nova Day. I mean, if you can maybe give us a little perspective on the origins of that tune and how it developed.
Well, I'm the American of the group, and I fell in love with Brazilian music when I was in my teens, and I thought it was the most romantic music I'd ever heard. And so many years later, I wrote this song, and it's just about that feeling of, you know, summer, you know, riding around, bossa novas on the radio, and of course, you know, the person's in love.
It comes through with a whole lot of strength. Well, you know, as you mentioned, you're the American, you guys met at North Carolina, and you found, you know, this student on campus who was also in love with Brazilian music.
That's
right. I mean, if you can maybe talk about that connection and that time in your life.
Yeah, well, he was known, Orlando was known as the coffee bean on campus, and I approached him to write a song, which is a title track of our first album, and I was in love with Brazilian music, and we just immediately hit it off, our voices, our ideas about music, and, you know, everything that I learned about Brazilian music in that time really came from what I learned with Orlando.
So we're joined once again by Orlando Haddad and, of course, Patricia Haddad. It's you know, really wonderful. You guys are going to be in performance as part of a wonderful opportunity for folks here in the Philadelphia area. This upcoming Saturday, December the 1st, you're
That's
at
right.
the right. Laurel Hill Mansion from noon to about 3 o'clock.
Right.
So I'm assuming that folks can get a little bit more of what's going down here today at WRTI?
Absolutely.
We're going to be doing some of our originals as well as some classic Brazilian and perhaps a few holiday songs in a Brazilian style.
Outstanding. Well, we're going to continue with another selection. Where are we moving next?
We're going to one of my compositions. This is called Temporal. I wrote this one while I lived here in Philadelphia. That's part of the album Bossa Nova Day as well. So Temporal is a love song that develops around against the background of Rio de Janeiro, the mountains, the sea, and the beach, and there's a storm brewing. There's also this love affair that's brewing.
That's a whole lot going on there.
Yes.
Once again, this is Minas live right here at WRTI 90.1.
Céu azul, reflexo do mar. Sombra das palmeiras e sopra um desejo em mim. A chance é passageira, a tarde logo chega ao fim. Oh yeah! A montanha no horizonte, ação do tempo em forma de pão. Fatia de ilusão. Meu meu lábio toca sua fronte. Sabor de louçã e sal, lua suja atrás da ponte, imagem de cartão postal. Oh yeah. Sol morrendo entre dois montes, por isso explode um alto astral. Me abraça, ameaça um temporal. Das palmeiras e varre um desejo em mim. A aventura é passageira, o ensejo logo chega ao fim. Oh yeah. Ecoando no horizonte, mato que abre o festival. Me abraça, se joga, é carnaval. Me beija, se afoga neste temporal.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Once again, she is Patricia, he is Orlando, and together they make up Minas, and they make wonderful music. Once again, that was really special, and it's truly great to have you guys here today.
Pleasure.
They'll be
Nice.
Doing similar things over at the Laurel Hill Mansion on Saturday, December the 1st, around noon, warming up Philadelphia. I'm curious, it's been cold today and yesterday. What keeps you guys in Philadelphia?
Oh, my goodness.
We really love it here. It's the longest I've ever lived anywhere. I've lived here about 34 years. We like the culture. We like the people. We like the ability that we or the fact that we can make a living playing music, and that the city really opened up for us in so many ways. We do educational programs for Musicopia. We do performances everywhere, and charity events or whatever. You know, there's so much happening in Philadelphia, and great community.
Outstanding. Well, piggybacking on the educational side of things, I mean, you guys have done that for a long time. I mean, if you can, you know, maybe give a little perspective on what you're getting from it, as well as what you're giving, you know, to the young folks. What do you get back from it, and the experience of being able to pass on what you've learned over the years? I mean, if you can talk about that experience.
Sure.
Sure.
The kids are wonderful. I mean, they are so open to Brazilian music and playing and responding with the Brazilian percussion and singing in Portuguese and learning about Brazil. So I guess, you know, they give us a lot back with their spirit of music and learning. And
right, and we were sort of like counting how many kids have seen our program.
Sure.
And we stopped at 500,000.
Wow.
And then the other day we were just thinking we probably have taught 1 million kids how to sing The Girl from Ipanema.
That's incredible.
It's really amazing to
That's
see
a beautiful
them singing,
thing.
You know?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah,
like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, both of you guys got started pretty early. Both of your mothers had something to do with you getting started.
Yes.
I mean, if you can maybe just flash back for a moment those early days of in how you got started in music.
Well, there was a piano in my house. I could not let it alone. I was 5 years old. And I could not walk by it. And that's just, I was drawn to it like a toy. Everybody was off playing. I was always with the piano. And it was easier for me to make up music than read music. So I just started composing at a young age.
And, I and guess for me, it was the guitar. I just, I remember walking into a Catholic school, high school auditorium, and seeing these four guys play. And they were like, you know, Beatles band, you know, two guitars, bass, and the drums. I was like, that's what I want to do.
That's it.
So I've always been a Beatles fan, and the last year we were able to premiere a new program called Beatles in Bossa Nova, and that was great. We're actually fundraising right now to make a record. We're going to make vinyl and CDs.
Outstanding. Well, we're going to continue with another selection right here on WRTI 90.1. We're streaming live on Facebook with Minas. And again, they're over at the Laurel Hill Mansion on Saturday. But we're getting a little sneak preview of what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
So where are we headed next? What's the next tune?
And we're going to do Only the Moon and the Stars, a composition that I wrote that's in the Philadelphia Reel book, and also we recorded it with Jazz Orchestra of Philadelphia with Terrell Stafford conducting, so that connection with tempo and with beautiful, lush arrangements. So I'd love to do this for you.
Outstanding. Okay. Once again, this is Minas.
Thank you. Our love.
straight from the stars high above. Love is like love in our hands, to change what destiny intends, or shape the course of its plans.
Once again, that's outstanding. It's beautiful. And you guys are really doing your part to warm things up. We need it. If you had to give a little perspective on Brazil, what would you guys, what would you like for folks to know about Brazil?
Well, it's going through some rough times right now politically, but I think things are going to straighten out. It's just a beautiful country, a lot of warm people. The food's great. The climate's great. Visit Brazil.
Viva Brazil.
And people get hooked once they go there.
What hooks them?
Just the warmth of the people, the food, the lifestyle. It's very relaxed in so many ways, but at the same time, it's modern.
Okay. So somewhat of a cultural change when you come to Philadelphia.
Yeah. It is. We visit Brazil about twice a year, and we get our fill and come back to Philly to get some business.
The best
business
of Philadelphia
done.
As well, most definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no,
we love
it
here.
It's outstanding. I haven't had a chance to visit Brazil, but it's on the radar. But the music, mm-hmm. of course, you know, phenomenal. And as you said, you know, I've met so many wonderful folks, you know, from Brazil that definitely, you know, it's a place that I'd like to visit at some point
yes.
in the future.
Absolutely.
If you're hanging with us today on Facebook Live here at WRTI 90.1, we're very fortunate to have the ensemble Minas with us. This is Orlando and Patricia Haddad, and again, it's been a pleasure having you guys with us today.
Our pleasure.
As well.
It's so nice to play in here. The sound is great. It's very inspiring. So thanks, guys.
And again, we're encouraging folks to hang out again with Minas on Saturday,
absolutely.
December the 1st, at the Laurel Hill Mansion in Fairmont Park. And it should be really a special day. Mm-hmm. You're doing several sets between noon and 3 o'clock.
Yes.
And if folks want to keep up with what's going down with Minas, if mm-hmm. they want to find out more about the educational programs and things along those lines, what are the best ways for them to do that?
Well, our Facebook page, Minas Brazilian Music, but also our website, minasmusic.com. Everything is posted there, our performances and everything else, our records.
Buy the music, right? Support the artists. You know, you were joking earlier. You said if you know, you guys don't play, you don't eat. So
yes.
True. People ask us, are you guys still playing us? Are you kidding? If we don't play, we don't eat.
All right. So I think we have time for one more selection. Mm-hmm. So what is this piece going to be?
Well, this is another one that is in the Philadelphia Real Book, and it's one of mine. It's called Ash Wednesday March.
And how did this piece develop?
I wrote this one many years ago as a student in Rio de Janeiro. Was the end of Carnival. So Carnival goes from Fat Tuesday, which is the day preceding Ash Wednesday, you know, and it goes backwards to the weekend, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, it's the cutoff. And it was Ash Wednesday, and after a great, you know, 5 days of party,
festive activity,
revelry, you know, I sat down and wrote the song. It's kind of bittersweet.
Outstanding. So let's hear that.
All right. Thank you.
Patricia, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Orlando,
our
truly
pleasure.
A pleasure to have you here.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
You know, this is, again, a beautiful, beautiful love affair that you guys have. How long has it been going on?
Over 40 years.
Over
right?
40 years. Outstanding. Yeah. And it's truly a pleasure to watch and listen to you guys.
Thanks
and
so
again,
much.
We're hoping that folks come out to Laurel Hill this upcoming Saturday. I'm J. Michael Harrison. This is WRTI 90.1 Facebook Live. A big thanks to our cameramen today, Stan and Tyler, and in the booth, the control room, Paul and Ryan, and Miss Marie Malloy holding the admin down. This is Facebook Live right here on WRTI 90.1. Thank you.
Thank you.
High school auditorium, and seeing these four guys play, and they were like, Beatles band.